Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Nick Gordon, the former boyfriend of Bobby Christina, was arrested on Saturday in Florida on yet another domestic violence charge. In 2016, Gordon was found legally responsible for the death of Bobby Christina in a $36 million wrongful death suit. Well, a judge ruled against Gordon in the civil suit after he didn't show up on two separate hearings. Now, according to the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, Gordon was arrested on one charge of domestic battery. He's also scheduled to appear back in court on April 6th after posting, are you ready for this, $500 bail. I guess that's all it costs when you do domestic violence these days in Florida. Anyway, it's the second time in the past year that Gordon has been charged with domestic violence. The victim in both incidents was his current girlfriend. She has refused to cooperate with police after the last episode. Those charges were subsequently dropped, but records say that Gordon struck his girlfriend in the face several times while they drove back from a bar. He also allegedly pulled her hair and threatened to crash the vehicle they were in. Another verbal altercation occurred in the couple's Florida home, and at that point, the police were called to the scene again. Now, the law enforcement saw the marks on the girlfriend's face, and that's when they arrested him, even though this girlfriend still refuses to press charges against him. All I can say is, if she has a family, just know what happened to Bobby Christina. You might want to go get your child. And Black Panther kept up its record-setting ways in North American theaters over the weekend, easily defeating the challenge from another Disney product, A Wrinkle in Time. But you know what? The Disney-Marvel Studio superhero collaboration took in an estimated $41 million for the three-day weekend, and that bumped it up to a domestic total of $562 million in 4 weeks, making it the seventh biggest domestic release ever. Now, the film's opening in China, meantime, boosted its international takings to $516 million, pushing the overall total past the $1 billion, yes, billion with a B, mark. I guess they can't say we don't sell overseas anymore. A Wrinkle in Time is a science fantasy adventure that celebrates diversity and powerful women. It took in $33 million for its opening weekend. And you know, it was a letdown for a big budget Disney film, despite having gotten mixed reviews. But I think with spring break coming up, the movie is going to gain momentum over the next few weeks. Plus, it's going to be around for a long time because it's a children's movie. Take your kids to see it. And you know, her name has been on everybody's mind since she shot to the top of the music charts in 2017. Yep, I'm talking about Cardi B. Well, she made sure to thank the most important people in her life as she accepted the statue for Best New Artist at the iHeartRadio Music Awards at the Forum here in Inglewood, California last night. The 25-year-old rapper performed five of her hits before changing into this darling maroon-colored dress and giving a quick nod to her haters after chirping that her first album will debut on April 1st. Now, in addition to thanking friends, family, and her publicist for her success, Cardi made sure to express gratitude to all her haters for keeping her name in the public eye, which means she is aspiring to the old adage, always keep your enemies closer than your friends. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, and all of our Oscar coverage and all of the award season coverage, and including the Wrinkle in Time interview with Oprah, Ava, and Storm, make sure you go to AURN.com and don't forget to follow me on Twitter @TanyaHollywood.